You know, we've heard for decades about the move of the Spirit in the underground church in China and the sold-out dedication to Jesus Christ. We've become many times in the church of America and the Western world a very rather apathetic, we see dedicated, sold-out Christians around the world, and we now get to look at them as the Church of Jesus Christ in this part of the world and say, we need to model ourselves after that hunger and that passion for the Lord. That was excellent. Thank you so much, you guys, for sharing. I'm sure they would be very happy to answer any questions that you might have. Well, if you're here this morning and you've never given your life to Jesus, I urge you, this is your day to surrender to Him. He loves you so much. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sends people from China to us, from California to China. God is interested in people coming to the Lord. We've spoken before, and we continue to hear story after story of the Lord giving dreams supernaturally to people in ISIS strongholds, dreams of Jesus. And somebody just shared a story with us this last Wednesday night of, in a dream, Jesus appearing to a very strong ISIS soldier and the Lord stopping him and saying, you need to stop beheading and going to war against these Christians. They're my people. So God knows how to move supernaturally, even in strongholds that we think can't be reached. Isn't God good, church? Would you stand with me this morning? We admire and appreciate all of you who are here with us, who have served in missionary situations and gone around the world, and those of you who are serving right here at your daily places of work and your families. Let's maintain a sold-out heart to Jesus, and let's see the world come to Him. Amen? Amen? Father, we thank You for the privilege of being Your people. We thank You for the honor of celebrating with these precious saints this morning. Thanks for Billy and Debbie. Thanks for Lee and Mark. Thanks for Linda. Thank You for those efforts that have gone on before. Thank You for Marge, who has served so faithfully for years and the generations that have followed her into the kingdom of God. Bless, Lord, each one now who have come here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We invite you back next week. We're going to continue on with our series on the life of David. And next week we'll be picking up on the theme of David being a man of God's presence. Father, we thank You for this rich time we've had together in Your house this morning. Now bless each one who's come here this day. And as we leave this place, we go here more consecrated than ever, more dedicated than ever to fulfilling Your great command, to hearing You guide us in the way. And Lord, we say we choose to follow You and obey You in Jesus' name. Thanks for the privilege of this day. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen. Greet one another on the way out the door and have a fantastic day in the Lord. God bless. Be released.